Okay. Let's begin our discussion of Shavuos Daf Zayin. Shavuos Daf Zayin, we are on Vav Amabez. At the two dots, we'll start. Again, today's daf was finishing up the Mitzorah Tzaras Gemaras that we started with on Friday. And now, the Gemara we will start with is two dots on Vav Amabez, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara here is discussing the next line of the Mishnah that we were up to. So remember the Mishnah said all the different types of yedios of Tumah. So in the Torah, the din of the Torah of bringing of carbon, all of a yored, as we mentioned, is when if somebody knows that they were Tumah, and then they forgot, and then they knew afterwards. So in that case, they have to bring a carbon all of a yored. But in any of the other permutations, one does not bring a carbon all of a yored. If they never knew, and they only found out afterwards that they were Tumah, or if they knew and they never found out later. So the Mishnah had, on Dav Beis had listed off all of the different permutations of which karbon is mechaper for which type of tumah. The seer of Rosh Chodesh does one thing, and the seer of Yom Kippur does another thing, and all the different types of kaparas. So ask the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, minayin she'ein hakasim medaber ela betumas mikdash v'kadashav. How do we know that the Torah is talking specifically about tumas mikdash v'kadashav? What do you mean? What's the Havamina? What else is it talking about? So the Pnei Yeshua points out, if you read the Psukim, we read it on the first day when we started the Masechta. If you read the Psukim in Perek Hay, related to this Karban, so first the Torah describes Shvua Sa'edus, but then listen to the Psukim. O nevesh asher tika b'chol davar tameh, if somebody touches something that's tameh, o b'nivlas chayet tameh, or an avela, piece of an animal that was not shechted properly. Obanivlas beima tamei. Obanivlas sheretz tamei. If somebody touches something that's tamei, v'nela mimenu, and he forgets about it, v'hu tamei, and he's tamei, v'ashem, and he's guilty. Oki yigab betumas adam. If somebody touches a dead body, dead person, v'nela v'yidav v'ashem. All the Torah says is that he becomes tamei. Says the Pnei Yoshua. The Havamina here is I maybe would have thought that just becoming Tameh is an Avera. So that's what it says in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say anything about becoming Tameh and then doing something. We're influenced, we're brainwashed by Rashi. Rashi says, you became Tameh and you walked into the base of Mikdash and you ate a carbon, which is obviously how Chazal understood it. But if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, all it says is that you become Tameh. So says the Pnei Yeshua. Vinira beikar kavanas tana debraisa the kiva the bekula parsha de olav yored the tumah lo pirish akasav al eza chait the tumah heavy olav yored doesn't explain which chait imkain yesh b'mashmaos the amasha time atzmai de magachi berachmana right just that you became tameh even though we don't paskin that way right we paskin there is never an iser for a yisrael to become tameh. Never yisur for Yisrael to become Tameh, except me Yan Yantif. And there's only an isur for a kohen to become Tameh Meis. Is there an isur for a kohen to touch an avela, touch a carcass of an animal? If they're to kill a bug, let's say a kohen's wife is screaming, you gotta kill the cockroach. Right? With the car, no, sorry, can't become Tameh. No, only Tumas Meis. That's the only isur of Tumah. So, but that's the Havamina here. The Havamina here is that you would have thought that just becoming Tameh, all Tumah is something we try to stay away from. So that's the question here. Minayin, how do we know that the Torah here is talking about a karba tumas mikdash v'kadashav, right? Which is what we know it is, but how do we know that? So v'din hu. So Gemara says it's based on a comparison, a din. Ho v'hisir v'anash al hatuma v'chayev karban al hatuma. We know from elsewhere that the Torah warns and punishes if somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats a karban, b'mezid. If they do it b'mezid, then they're chayef karis. So that we know. So we compare, just like we know elsewhere. When the Torah says it beferish that knisa l'migdash or achilas katshe b'tumah, one gets karis. So makshe his here v'anash ala tumah, just like elsewhere when it talks about the case of tumah, lo his here v'anash ela al tumas mikdash v'kadashav, it's talking about not becoming tameh only, but also becoming tameh and then doing something, and then going into the base of Migdash, then eating a carbon, just like elsewhere, that's what it's talking about. So, af kishachayev carbon alatuma, so too, when you're chayev carbon, meaning when you did it b'shogeg, lo chiyev alatuma smiklash v'kadashav. Just like we know mezid, so too, shogeg, that is the limud. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'ema truma, shehiz hirva anash. We know sometimes truma is called Kodesh. There are some psukim in Darshi Bachsav where it says Kodesh and it's talking about Truma. So maybe this context, again, Perakei Vayikra is very unclear. So we just said the Tuma means Tuma Ziklish Vakadashav. So maybe it doesn't only mean if you eat a carbon. Maybe it's even if you eat Truma Bituma. Maybe that also, if you did that Peshogi, you should have to bring a carbon all over Yored. How do we know it's limited to karbanis? Because after all, elsewhere we know it's an avera b'mezid to eat truma. Maybe he's talking about truma. Tosfos says it means also truma. See, ema truma, Tosfos, pirish, ema nami truma. The Gemara is not saying that we should say it means truma and not karban. It means it should be even, right? Also truma, not only karban, but also truma. The Ritva quotes a day that no, maybe it just means truma. Maybe truma. What about karban? Karban's even worse. Says the Ritva, that's the point. The Gemara is saying maybe you would have thought truma has to bring an olav yored, but karban, you would have had to bring a karban chatas kavua. Remember, olav yored were makel. Olav yored means if you're rich, you can bring a sheep. If you're not so rich, you bring a bird. And if you're really poor, then you bring flowers. That's a kula. We mentioned from the Ramban last week. The Ramban says we're makel here because most of the time, by Tumas Miklash Vekadashev, you're involved in a mitzvah. So that's why the Torah is makel olav yored. But that says the Ritva. And says the Pnei Yeshua quotes this as a pshad. He was machavid. He didn't have a Ritva here. So he was machavid to the Ritva. The Pnei Yeshua and the Ritva say it's davka truma against Tosfos. Davka truma because maybe kachim is so chamor you have to bring a karman chatas kavua. You have to bring a serious animal, not just a bird and a or a mincha. So that's the Gemara's question. Either way, whether to also include truma or only say truma. So if ema truma shizer v'anash, maybe you should have to bring a karman olav yored for eating truma bituma. So says the Gemara, no. Lo ashkechan avon misa dechayev alei karban. You never find anywhere an avera that if you do it b'mezid, you'd get misa bidei shamayim. Misa means misa bidei shamayim. That if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayev a karban. Right? If somebody eats truma, tameh, or somebody eats zar also eats truma. If somebody eats, that's a chiyev of misa bidei shamayim. And you never find that if you do it b'shogeg, you're chayev a karban. So that's why it can't mean truma. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Eima hani mili karban kavua. Maybe that's only, you never find a chi of misa bidei shemayim that you bring a karban kavua, a set animal. Aval olav yored nesi. But after all, maybe you should bring an olav yored. Maybe that has a different rule. Because after all, says the Gemara, midi dahavi ashmias kova bitus vasayim. Look at the other two averis that we mentioned last week, right? The other two averis that for which you bring a carbon olav yored. Shmias kol, that's shvuas ha'edus. Somebody says, you know testimony for me that so-and-so owes me $100, and I deny it, and I swear about it. So if afterwards I'm found out to be guilty, so I have to bring shvuas ha'edus. Bitus vasayim, shvuas bitui. I will eat this, I won't eat this, I ate it. All the oaths that I lie about. So those two have no misa related to it. So what was the Gemara's question? Oh, maybe only by a chi of kares does that translate into a carbon shogeg. A carbon if you did it b'shogeg. If you did it b'mezid, you get kares. If you do it b'shogeg, then you have to bring a carbon. The Gemara says, you never find it by misa. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It can't have to do with kares. Because what are the other two averos that you're chi of carbon all over yored for? The other two averos don't have any misa. It's shvuas ha'edus. It's shvuas bitui. So that can't be the limit. So again, we're back to the original question. Why isn't truma included? So Gemara answer is, okay, gzeiras hakasev. Amar kra, ba. Ba, limute, truma. The pasuk says, ba, l'chol tumas asher yidma, ba. So that word, ba, in it, truma is excluded. In it, only if you eat a karban when you're tameh, and not if you eat truma when you're tameh. Fine. Continues the Gemara a little bit more. Ema ba, limute, mikdash. Getting back to the question, what do you mean? Maybe ba doesn't exclude, we're saying ba includes karban and mikdash and excludes truma. Maybe the opposite. Maybe it includes truma and karban and mikdash are excluded because those are much more serious and you'd have to bring a karban chatas for that. A karban chatas kavua, a set karban, not an olav yored. Why should ba exclude truma, include truma, exclude something else? Ema ba lemute mikdash, de lo sagi leba carbon olav yored. It wouldn't be enough to bring an olav yored out of the maisi carbon kavua until you bring a set carbon. So to answer to that, Rebbe gave an answer, and Rava was very excited about his answer. Kari Rava alei de Rebbe. Rava said about the following answer of Rebbe, do le mayi mi boros amukim. He draws water from deep pits. Right, that was a great compliment in the days of the Gemara. You're a great water drawer from a deep pit. And you came up with a great answer. So Rava says the following answer to prove to me that only if I eat a karban betuma, or if I go into the base of Migdash betuma, that I'm chayav an olav yored. But if I eat truma betuma, so that is not. What's this great limud? Let's get to it already. What's the great limud? So the Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Omer, Ekra ani chaya. The pasuk says, if you touch a dead chaya, that makes you tamei. So behema lama. So what do you need the word behema for? It says, oh, nevela, right? Rashi quotes the pasuk here. See the Rashi on the third skinny line? You got it? Bekarben olava yorek siv. Oh, benivlas chaya tamei. Oh, benivlas behema tamei. Vidayama yisi karben nevelas chaya tamei. Just say chaya. Right, just say chaya, chaya behema. There's an affinity between them. You don't have to say both of them. So back to the Gemara. So lama behema lama namra. So why does it say behema? So namra kan behema tameya. It's to teach me exereshava. Here it says behema tameya. Right by Olav Yored. But namra lahalan behema tameya. And later on it says behema tameya by eating kachim. Bemezid betumas aguf. So malahalan tumas kodesh avkan tumas kodesh. So it's exereshava. Sigzirishava, that's the makar that we include Kodesh. That we include Kodesh. Question. Ask the Ritva. What was the godless of this limud? He was so excited. Oh, he's drawing water from deep water. All he said was Sigzirishava. There's 1,000 Sigzirishavas in Shas. Rebbe was so excited that, oh, Rebbe came up with Sigzirishava. Right, what's so amazing about it? So, and after all, just to add to the question, and that is, we know a person can make up their own Gzeirah Shavah, right? We've mentioned many times in the past, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Aleph. Gzeirah Shavah, you have to get from a Rebbe. Kavachomi, you can do yourself. What about everything in the middle? What about Hekish and Smuchin and Klal Prado Klal? That's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is the Gzeirah Shavah the exception? Is the Kavachomi the exception? But either way, everybody says, in Adam Dug Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo. So, Rebbe was amazing. He obviously didn't even make it up. So what was he so excited about? And what exactly is the message here? So says the Ritva, because by Gzeirah Shavah, and this is said by many Rishonim in various contexts, a big yesod about Gzeirah Shavah. What does it mean that you get a Gzeirah Shavah from your Rebbe? It means you will mekabel the words to use for a Gzeirah Shavah. This word is extra. In this parsha, you can use it for a Gzeirah Shavah. This word is extra. But the Rebbe didn't specifically tell you the details. Which parsha to compare it to, where does it go to? After all, there are machlokos about Gzeirah Shavahs. How could it be machlokas? The old girl got it from the Rabbeinu going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is because Gzeirah Shavah is every detail of the Gzeirah Shavah wasn't given over. Only the specific word that was going to be used was given over. But nothing more than that. The Ramban, which is the Ritva's grand Rebbe, expands upon this. Here's my Ramban. Did I not bring it? I didn't bring it. The Ramban, if you want to look in the Ramban. Oh, I got it here. The Ramban, I'll read it to you. The Ramban in Shoresh Beis. In Shoresh Beis, beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs, he quotes, "V'havi yodeya shezeh she'amru chachamim she'ein adam dam gzeira shava me'atzmo." That principle that you can't learn your own gzeira shava, "ein kavanasam lomar she'kol gzeira shava mivu eres lahem mi'sinai v'nim seres lahem mi'pi Moshe Rabbeinu." It doesn't mean that everything goes back. "Tilmadu mila plonis shebamakam ploni mi'mila plonis shebamakam ploni v'tishvu din shneim linyan ploni ein adaver kein." The Rebbe didn't do all the work for you. He didn't give you every single detail. He quotes 10 different places where you have machlokas. He learns the Gzeirah Shavah because he compares it to A. You have to learn halacha A. So he compares it to B and he compares it to C. That could be a machlokas about it. Okay, Yossi Bahen, Sha'omer, Benelech Gzeirah Shavah, Makamploni, Matarit, Mistavar, Mehacha Yalfinon, the Dami Lebekach Vakach. So you see there's some svara, there's some human initiative even in Gzeirah Shavahs. Says the Ramban, right, and that translated down to his grand Talmud, the Ritva. Aval kavana b'gzeir shava shi misinei lomar shi biyadam kabbala shedin shchita sheiner ruya nilma b'gzeir shava the shchita. But where do you learn it from? That was just an example that he was talking about. But here too, so that's what the Ritva says. That was the gavlus of Rebbe. He dafka made the gzeir. He knew the words. Fine, that wasn't the dola mayim boris amukim. But the ikir was that he took the word behema here and he knew where to compare it to. He knew where to compare it to, and in that way, teach us that a korban olav yored is when you violate kodesh when you are tamei. Okay, important Ramban, Shoresh Beis. So what did we just say? So we learned kodesh is included, meaning if I eat a korban when I am tamei, I know that's included, and truma is excluded. But there's just one other thing that we have to learn. Back to the Gemara about the 10th line. Ashkechan Tumas Kodesh. Tumas Mikdash Minalan. Fine. using the Gzeira Shava, I learned that if I eat a carbon when I'm Tameh, so then that's a problem. I am Chayav a carbon all over Yorid, if I did it Bishoki. What about Tumas Mikdash? What if I walked into the base of Mikdash? Right? What's this halacha? Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav. It's both. So how do you know Tumas Mikdash? So Amar Kra, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, Vela Mikdash Lo Savo. Because of the pasuk that has them both. Don't touch a carbon and don't go to the base of Mikdash. So Iskish Mikdash the Kodesh. We compare the Mikdash to the Kodesh. So just like you can't eat a carbon when you're Tameh, so too you can't go to the base of Mikdash when you are Tameh. Ihachi, let's continue for a second, then we'll get back to that line. Ihachi Trumanami. 1 minute. So throw Truma in there too. Damar Mar, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Larabos is a Truma. As we said earlier, Truma is also called Kodesh. So once you're including everything that's called Kodesh, it'll include Truma too. Truma should also be included. So where it says, no, Hamid Rahmana, Ba, as we said before. Ba, it excludes. About it, and excluding Truma. So Ema Balamude Mikdash, as we said before, why don't we exclude Mikdash and include Truma? They're both Kodesh. So answers the Gemara, no. Mistavra Mikdash Lomatinan. No, it's logical not to exclude Mikdash. It's more logical to exclude Truma than to include Mikdash. Why? Shekain Bakares Kamosa. We know carbon is included. So now what else are we going to be include? Are we going to include Beis HaMikdash or Truma? Says the Gemara, it's more logical to include Mikdash because both Kodesh and Mikdash are Achiv Karis. If I eat a carbon when I'm Tamei, I'm Chayav Karis. If I did it b'mezid, and if I walk to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's more comparable Kodesh and Mikdash. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Adraba, the opposite. Truma lo matina. Maybe Truma and Kodesh are more similar. Why? Shechein Achila Kamosa. They're both things you eat. If you eat a carbon, if you eat truma. So truma and carbon are more closely linked than mikdash and kodesh. So we are stuck. That's why we're about to have Ella. Ella always means a totally new answer. What's the source that the Torah is talking about? We just want to know Pashup Shan and a Pasuk. That's what this daf's about. Right? Pashup Shan and a Pasuk. What does it mean that if you touch something when you're Tamei in Parshas Vayikra, Parakeh, if you're Tamei, you're Chayav a carbon all over Yorid. And you're Tamei, you do what? So we say, like the Pnei Yeshua, it can't just be you become Tameh. That's not there. So you're Tameh and you do something, and you eat something. So what is it? So what's the source? We know Lamaisa is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. But why isn't Truma included? So we're back to that question. But just two other points before we continue. And that is, the Gemara here has the comparison of Iskish Mikdash L'Kodesh. We compare going into the Beis HaMikdash and eating a carbon. There is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam that some Acharonim pick up on. Two Rambams. First, the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim. The Rambam says in the Chapsulei Mekdashim, talking about a Mechusar Kippurim. What's a Mechusar Kippurim? Right, all about, talks about it in Seder Taras. If somebody is Tamei, let's say for 7 days, and the Mechusar Kippurim is one step beyond a Tful Yom. Mechusar Kippurim is, let's say somebody is Tamei, and they're on their 7th day of Tara. So now they go to the Mikvah. So now they have to wait till Shkia in order to eat certain items. They could eat Maaser Sheni right away. They could eat Truma that night after they go to the Mikvah. Or what's the first mission in Shas? Me'emasai, kon nechon nechazim lechal Trumasan. Truma, right after they went to the Mikvah, Truma. They could eat Truma that night, but by certain Tumas, you have to bring a carbon the next day. So even after Shkia, you can't eat Karbanos yet until you bring your carbon the next day. That's called Mechusar Kippurim. A Tful Yom is somebody who's waiting for Shkia, and Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who's waiting to bring their carbon. What happens if somebody in one of these states eats a carbon, or goes into the Beis HaMikdash? So they're kind of on their way out of becoming Tamei, right? They went to the mikvah, they're just waiting for Shkia, they didn't bring their carbon yet. So are these people still Tamei? They're not totally finished the process yet. So all these statuses are fascinating to try to compile the evidence. What is this limbo status of a Tful Yom? There's a whole Masechas, Tful Yom, in Seder Taras. Mechusar Kippurim. So what are all of these statuses? So the Rambam has a stira between going into the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a stira, but it's strange, unusual, going into the Beis HaMikdash and eating a carbon regarding these statuses. In Psulei Mikdashim, Parag Yudches, Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam says if somebody eats a carbon after he went to the mikvah before Harif Shemesh, he gets Malkus. He does not get Karis, but he gets Malkus. It's still an Isser Daraisa. V'ha'ochel Kodesh, Acher Shetaval, Kodem Shiyarif Shimsho, if somebody is a Tful Yom, he went to the mikvah, he's just waiting for sunset, right? And to bring his carbon tomorrow, he eats carbon today, or kolim shiavi kaparasa, or even the next morning. He didn't bring his carbon yet. Loke ve'eno chayev karis. It's still in Isser Daraisa. Right? That's the Rambam about eating. Yeah.
Are we assuming that he forgot that he
Did he forget? Well, we're talking about Malchus here, so he did it by Mazed. So, it's Mazed. Let's say he couldn't wait. He thinks, oh, come on. I went to the mikvah already. I did what I was supposed to do. But no, you gotta wait. No. Right, he wanted it. So, the Rambam Paskins, if you eat a karbon when you're Mechuzik Yibur Mitzvul Yom, then you're Chayav Malchus Daraisa. But if you look in Hilchos B.S. Mikdash, Gimel Tess, if you look in B.S. Mikdash Gimel Tess earlier here in Sefer Avoda, Gimel Tess says the Rambam, Nichnas... Mitzor, here it is. Aval tami mezel tful yom, shenichnas lezos nashim, o mechusa kipurim, shenichnas lezos Yisrael, afal pi she'eno loke, makonos amakas maritis. It's a drabanan. So the Achronim asks, Reb Chaim asks, what's the difference? We have an argamara iskish mitzkos and kodesh. We always compare eating a karban and going into the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam says, if it's full yom, or somebody in the quasi, somebody in this middle status, somebody is kind of not tummy anymore, kind of tahar. So in that circumstance, if he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, it is only an Isser Durabanan. If he eats a karbon, it's still an Isser Daraisa. What's the reason? Says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in the Briska Rav and the Griz on Hilchos Parah Aduma, says Reb Chaim, because there's a difference between what's the Machayiv, what's the root Isser of B.S. Mikdash and Achilas Kachim. The problem of B.S. Mikdash is Hava'as Tuma La'azara. That's the problem of the root of going into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah. It's not a Gavra thing. It's Havas Tumah La'Azara. So here, you're not bringing Tumah La'Azara anymore because you went to the Mikvah already. You're not fully Tumah. So therefore, it's only going to be Nisa D'Rabbanan. You'd warrant maybe Tumah La'Azara. Masha'ekin by a Karban, if you have a problem with your Gavra, then you're violating the Isra of Achilas Kashim. But not in a perfect state. So here you still have a psul gavra. You didn't go to the mikvah. You didn't have harif shemesh yet. You didn't bring your carbon yet. So there's a difference. Said Reb Chaim, beautiful. The difference by kenisa lemikdash is it didn't have us tuma. Have us tuma. So you're not being maybe tuma right now because you already went to the mikvah. Mashenkein achilas kachim. The root of achilas kachim is that you have a psul in your gavra. And lemaisa, you still have a psul in your gavra. So therefore, it's still going to be a problem. So that's how Reb Chaim answers this. Even though you have this comparison that we just had of iskesh mikdash lekodesh, we still have this difference between them. So we're stuck and we're back with the problem. Back with the problem of Truma and Kachim. Just one other point I wanted to make and then we'll continue. And that is we're talking all about the Avera of eating Kachim and Truma Betuma. There is, on the flip side, there's a mitzvah daraisa of eating a Karban and Truma Betara. Now that we know. Just to mention, I don't think I mentioned this in the past, I mentioned the mitzvah before about eating karbanos, the Rambam Paskins Kachi Kachim is a greater mitzvah than Kachi Kalim, but the last halach in Ilchus Trumas, I just saw this yesterday, the last halach in Ilchus Trumas, the Rambam says, kol ha'ochel truma, if anybody eats truma, any kohen out there, have to listen to this, you have to know what to do, but so, here you're based on mitzvah, you're going to be eating truma, what do you do? So first you have to be tahar, but when you eat it, says the Rambam, mivarech birchas oso machal, right, you make the bracha on that food, you make a mizonos. Right, if it's dogon to Yitzhar, at least. You make a bracha. The achagach mevarech asher kadeshana b'mikdushoso shel aron v'tzivanu lechol truma. So Rambam says, make a bracha as a mitzvah. Asher kadeshana b'mikdushoso shel aron v'tzivanu lechol truma. V'kach kibalnu v'ra'inum mevarechem afilus b'chalas chutz la'aretz. Shegam achilus kashe gvu ka'avodah shnem ravodah matana. That's the Rambam. And the Mishnah Lamelech quotes Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanis to say that whenever you eat a karban, Lechor, he says he didn't see it anywhere, but Lechor, he says, whenever you used to eat a karban, this is the Mishnah Lalach and Perak Yod and Maisa Karbanis, Nira Demilsa Depshita, Shehakoin Mavarach, Asher Kadeshana Bikdushaso Shel Aron, Vitzivanu Lachol Chatos. Oh, Asham. He says, look in Hilchos Trumas, right? Bikurim. Vitzivanu Lachol Bikurim. Everyone's a mitzvah. So these are all brachas that we're not used to, but says the Mishnah Lamelech, based on the Rambam, and the Rambam says it by Trumas, Lechora, it would apply. Interesting why the Rambam does not mention it by Karbanis. He doesn't mention it, but in the Mishnah Lamelech says it must be. Would there be a difference between them? Lechora not. Let's say the Kapara element is something different, but that is about the mitzvah of eating Karbanis. Okay, back to the Gemara. We're in the middle of Zayin Amad Alf. Says the Gemara, Ella, we're up to Ella Amarava. So back to the question, how do we know to include Karbanos and Mikdash Betuma, even though Truma is excluded? So Ella Amarava. Rava says, Rava was very excited about the previous pshat, but it was rejected. So I guess he had to come up with his own pshat. So Ella Amarava, Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim Lama. There's an Isser Kares stated by the Karban Shlamim three times. So lama, why is that? So achas l'klal, va'achas l'prat. One is a general iser of all karbanis. One is l'prat, a specific limiting it to certain types of karbanis. Right? What types of karbanos? So if you look in the sixth to last skinny line in Rashi, right? Our Gemara doesn't mention this, but the Gemara Rashi quotes. What was the prat quoted from other Gemaras? Says ma shlomim miyuchadim kachim mizbeach. I've called kachim mizbeach. Right? Kare says only if I eat petuma, a carbon that is going to be hooked up on the Mizbeach. Yatsu kachi betek abayis. Let's say I'm makriv, I'm makdish a balmum animal. Right? Let's say I'm makdish a non-kosher animal. So what am I makdish? I'm makdish the value of it. Betek abayis. So this horse, I'm makdish a horse. So the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if they need horses. Maybe the shluchei bezdin, shluchei gizbarim to collect things for the Beis HaMikdash need horses. But let's say not. So there is no kares. Obviously a horse is not kosher, but if you have any, you have a chicken, right? A chicken is not a carbon that you could bring, but it's a kosher animal. So that also, that is not an isser of karis. So achas l'kav, achas l'prad, the achas, back to the Gemara, what's the third karis by Shlomim? L'tumma haksuva batoristam, v'enia de'amahi. The third is referring to tumma, stam somewhere, and I don't know what it is. Havi omer, so what's the tumma that's stated in the Torah elsewhere that we don't know what it is? Havi omer, tumas kodesh. It's tumas kodesh, as we said, that's what it's referring to. V'meinu enyin l'tumas kodesh d'nafkalei mi d'rebi, but we already know tumas kodesh before, beferish, from what Rebbe said up above. I'm sorry, Rava, the Rebbe wasn't rejected what he said before, just the extension of Rebbe. Rebbe said Kodesh before, and we had to extend it to Mikdash. That's what we're trying to work out. So, we know Kodesh from Rebbe, so Taneo Inyan Lutumas Mikdash. So, you learn Mikdash, Kodesh, and Mikdash. Wonderful, that's Rava's Limud. Says the Gemara 1 minute, it doesn't work either. Vahaymi bar lilikad Rebbe Avo. Rebbe Avo already uses the three krisis. Dama Rebbe Avo, Shalos krisis b'shlamim lama, Achas l'klav, Achas l'prat, V'achas l'dvarim she'enan echalun. What do you mean? It's items that are not usually eaten. That's what it's used for. Rashi quotes the last medium line of Rashi. Kagon eitzim shamaracha. Ulavona. Somebody eats frankincense. Uktores. Somebody eats some of the spices. They put it in their soup. So if you eat that, bituma, that's what that extra kares is. So again, there's no kares left to learn tumas mikdash. So back to the question. Ul Reb Shimon da'amar dvarim shein nechalim chayavin lan kares. Mishum Tuma, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need a pasuk, because that's not true. Reb Shimon says, items that are not usually eaten, you're not chayiv karis for eating them when you're tame. So, la suye chatas p'nimis. It's to include something else, though. To include even the carbon chatas that you sprinkle the blood inside on the Mizbeach Hazav. Why would I have thought otherwise? Desal kataita chamina, ho of Amar Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon says, kol she'inu karval Mizbeach Achison kishlamim, ein chayav and alav mishum pigol. Reb Shimon has a shita, which Beis Hashem will talk about much in a couple of months. November, I think, starts Zvachim. Reb Shimon says that any karban, Reb Shimon says, if you look in the Torah, pigol, which is the isser of a kohen thinking while he's doing shechita that he's going to eat the karban outside of the proper time, or he's going to sprinkle the blood outside the proper time. So Reb Shimon said, if you look in the Torah, pigol is always said by karban shlamim. More than once it's said by karban shlamim. So Reb Shimon holds any animal, any karban that is not hukrav on the outside mizbeach achitzon, like a shlamim, there's no pigol. Pigol is only on karbanos on the mizbeach achitzon. So if Reb Shimon says that, so mishim tumanamilo. So I would have thought also that just like this, sort of pigol doesn't apply to the karbanos on the inside, like chatos panimios, so too pigol wouldn't apply. So kamash lan demechaya, that's why you need the third karis to teach me even chatos panimios. Either way, we're back to the question, because the third kares by shlamim is used up. Either it's used up to teach me items dvarim she'enan nechalim, or it's used up for Reb Shimon's chatos pnimios. So back to the question, we still don't have a source that in our, what's the whole context? Our carbon olav yored, how do you know that if you walk into the base of English, when you're tummy, you're chayav carbon olav yored? We have kodesh. We have the karbon, we don't have mikdash yet. Kodesh is the gzeirah shava, the Rebbe said on top, but we don't have mikdash. So back to the question, so another ella. Ella Amri Nahardoi, Mishrei de Rava. So in Nahardoi, they said in the name of Rava, Shalosh Tumos Bishlamim Lama. So not three karises by Shlamim, but three tumas by Shlamim. Why did it say tuma by Shlamim three times? So achas l'klal, v'achas l'prat, v'achas l'tuma k'suva b'toristam, v'ni de'amahi. Maybe that's what this, you could use this, right? One for the klal and the prat, like we said before, and one for this tuma that we don't know what it is, and we're going to plug in, havi omer tumas kodesh. It's tumah related to the kodesh. V'yameinu inyan l'tumas kodesh, but we don't need it for that. D'nafkalei midirabbi, because you know that from Rabbi. T'neu inyan l'tumas mikdash. So that's the source. Not three kareses by shlamim, but three tumas by shlamim. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The tumas by shlamim lead to kares. If you're tummy, you get kares. V'hainami miboyle, you need it. As we said earlier, I did the boy the mikta of karis look at Rabbi Avo because of nami tmeos lo sagi le balavachi. What are you talking? How can you be machalik between the tumas and the karis by shlamim? It's one sentence. If you become tame, you're chayav karis. So just like the three karises are used up, the three tumas are used up. So again, we still don't have a free pasuk to teach me that if you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you are tame, you're chayav a karbon olav yorid. We still don't have an answer. So El Amar Rava, one final try. Rava says, Asya Tumaso Tumaso. Another Gzeira Shava. Ksiv Hacha Lachol Tumaso. It says here, Lachol Tumaso by any Tuma. Viksiv Hasam Tameyye O Tumasovo. And it says in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Paraduma Tameyye O Tumasovo. The same word, Tumaso. Malahalon Tumas Mikdash, Afkan Tumas Mikdash. Just like there by Paraduma, it's referring to Tuma of the base in the base of Mikdash. Afkan Tumas Mikdash. Fine, that's our source. So we just have one loose end to tie up. The Ella Balamali. So if it's not learned out from its own context, you learn it out from these Zereshavas, so you didn't need Ba to exclude Truma. Truma just doesn't have a source. So what is Ba used for? Ella Balamali. So it's like, Larabos Nevelos Oftahar. Ba is to include Tumah that you get by Nevelos Oftar. This has come up every once in a while. Nevelos Oftar is a unique type of Tumah. Nevelos Oftar is a Nevela of a kosher bird. A kosher bird dies. Kosher bird dies without Shechita. Nevelos Oftar. So that is Metamemi. But unlike a regular, let's say, an animal, other animal Nevela, if I touch it or carry it, I'm Tame. Nevelos Oftar, the Nevela, the carcass of a kosher bird, has a special way of making me Tame. What's that? By eating it. If I eat it, it's called tumas b'beis ablia. If it's in my throat, that's how it makes it mitame. If I touch it, it doesn't make me tame. If I carry it, it doesn't make me tame. That's nevelos oftar. So if you become tame that way, that also is a tumah related to carbon alova yore, tumas b'beis v'kadashav. So ba includes that. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Let's just continue. Ha'amet ba miyutu. What do you mean? Isn't ba, we use ba on Amet Aleph three times to exclude something. Ba excludes truma. Now we're saying ba includes. But it's an exclusionary word, not an inclusive word. Where is it? No, mishum demi uta hu aiter. Because it's an extra exclusion. Why? Ksiv o kiyiga. Because what does the pasuk say? By in our context in Vayikra hey kiyiga. If he touches something tame, de bar negia in de lav bar negia lo. So only something that is makes you tame when you touch it, but something that does not make you tame when you touch it is excluded. So that phrase kiyiga excludes nevelos oftar because it only makes you tame when you eat it, not when you touch it. And then we have the next word, ksiba miyutahu. So we have two things in a row that exclude. Exclude plus exclude equals include. Miyirachar miyir ve'miyirachar miyir ala rabos. Right, a double negative equals a positive. So if the Torah excludes something twice, it really means to include it. So you might say, why did the Torah have anything? Just don't write anything. Okay, that's Akasha. But that's Lamaskana. So we include Nevelos of Tame, Nevelos of Tar, a Nevela, a carcass of a kosher bird. That also, if I eat that and I'm Tame through that, because it's in my base abli, it's in my throat, and then I eat a carbon or go into the base of Migdash, I am Chayav a carbon Olav a Yorid. There is a major discussion in the Achronim. Major Chazan Achronim, we mentioned this in the past from the Asvin Daraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in the first Klal, in Klal Aleph, but Rabbi Chaim also discusses this that we haven't mentioned so much in Hilchos Avos HaTumah. What's the root Tumah of Nevelos Oftahar? This is something unique in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, right? It makes me Tameh as I eat it. So at root, is that a Tumas Achila? Right? It's as you eat it? Or is it a tumas negia, but it's just a specific place where it has to touch you? That's a big discussion in the Achronim. It's really negia, but usually negia is if it touches any part of my body. But here, the Torah's bechadesh, it's only if it touches the inside of your throat. Tumas negia. Or is it, no, it's a tumas achila. Tumas achila, as you eat it. Chiddush din, a new type of tumas, tumas achila. Rabbi Yosef Engel has 10 rayas, kedarko bakodesh, that it is a tumas. He thinks a tumas achila, not a tumas negia. You know what his first raya is? our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? O asher yiga, ki yiga, debar negiya, in debar negiya lo. Nevel zotar is excluded from ki yiga, meaning it's not a bar negiya. Says the Asan Daraisa. That tells me it's a tumas achila. It's not a tumas negiya. That's his big. That's his greatest raya. Reb Chaim is on the other side. Reb Chaim thinks it's a tumas negiya. What do you do with this Gemara? He's got to work it out. But what's his raya that it's a tumas negiya? Because it's right. Every other type of achila. Every time, let's say you have a mitzvah to eat something. Let's say you put it in your throat, you gargle, and you spit it out. Yotze. Not yotze. Right? You have to eat it. It's got to go down. It's got to go into your mouth. You can't just be in your throat. It's got to go down. You can eat it. If I have matzah caught in my throat, and then I spit it and I throw it up. Not yotze the mitzvah. It's got to go through. And it says, Reb Chaim, but here it doesn't. Here it just has to touch the inside of your throat. Right, and then go. It's to your tummy right away. You're right; it has to go down. We pass, and we'll see the Rambam in a second. If you throw it up, you're not. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. But Reb Chaim, I'll get to that in a second. Reb Chaim says though, your tummy the second that it touches your throat, haraya that he thinks is it's a tumas negiya. Tumas negiya of the inside of the throat. Machlokes of the great Achronim, Reb Chaim and the Reb Yosef Engel, exactly what the tuma is. It's just interesting. Each one of them would interpret this according to their shita, but if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumos, that's where these halachas would be, in Shar Avos HaTumos, says the Rambam, two halachas, based on the Mishnayos, what if I wrapped a nevelas of tahar, I wrapped it in a piece of lettuce, and I swallowed it, so it never touched my throat. It never touched my throat. So that's a good nafgamina. It's good enough for me if I wrapped it in a piece of lettuce. So if it's a negiya, it never touched, but I ate it. So says the Rambam. Hakorech kizayis mibsar nevelas oftar bechazeres ublao. Says the Rambam, your tummy. So, that might be a raya, your tummy. Well, it didn't touch. The answer is no, because the Mepharshim explained this is not a raya either way. Because if you wrap it in food, it's min bimino. So it's like batel. The lettuce is batel, as if it touched. So there's no raya either way. But the next line, karcho besiv. Let's say I wrapped it in like paper. Right? It's not too healthy. But if I wrapped it in something that's not edible, really, and it went down, you're tahar. Right? So you might say, it's a raya. It's a raya. You're tahar. So it's a tumas negiya. So it's a raya to Reb Chaim. The answer is no. What's the other way you can get out of that? Even if it's a tumas achila, this is not called achila. It's not called achila if you wrap it in paper. So even if it ends up in your stomach. So, I don't think it's a right either way. Also, the next halacha. Let's say, let's leave it at that. He says, Abolei anavelas oftar v'achar shabala hekiya kodem shetesachel. Or what if you threw it up before it got digested? And the halacha is the clothing that you're wearing as you swallow it or tame. So what happens if you're wearing different begadim when you swallow and you throw it up? So when you throw it up, you're not tame. So even though it's touching, but you also say that it's not called a touch, it's not called eat, it's not called a vessel of tummy anymore. It gives a lot of lump because it's like all putrid. Anyways, this is all some lumdis. In Shar Avos Atoma Paragimel. Feel free to look more over there. Taner Rabbanan, let's go weiter. So, Nevelos of Tahar dose for the day. Taner Rabbanan, I skipped. Yeshba Yediyeh B'chevei B'diyeh B'sof, Siyon Asim B'fnim. So back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah on that base. If you knew you were Tameh and you never find out about it, I was Tameh, I went into the Beis HaMikdash, and never in my life, Achameh v'Esrim, I'm going to come up to Shemayim, and they're going to tell me, you know what, you were Tameh on your whatever birthday, you were Tameh, and you went into the Beis HaMikdash. But don't worry about it. You're going to say, why? And I went to the Beis HaMikdash. Don't worry about it, because the Seir on Yom Kippur, that was Mechaber for you. So Taner Rabbanan. So V'chibra, Allah Kodesh B'tumos B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra. In Tezayin, in Nachremos, v'chibra la'kodesh b'tumos b'nei Yisrael, the seer will be mechaper on the tumos of Bnei Yisrael, the chulu yesh li bin yizel havi shalosh tumos. So it says that the seer is mechaper on tuma, some type of tuma. The seer and Yom Kippur brings kapara for. So what are we suggesting in our Mishnah? It's the case where you tell me you went to the Beis Hamikdash. It's like Mara says, how do you know that tuma? There are many other averus that are called tame. So maybe it's mechaper for this. Look at this, yesh li lahavi. Yesh li bin yizel havi shalosh tumos. Tumas avodah zara, tumas gili arayis, tumas shvichas damim. But each of the big three, the lashon of tum is used in the Torah. So maybe if I murder, the seer of Yom Kippur will be mechaper for me. Where? Right? Tumas shvichas damim. He said by each one. Here it. Avodah zara hu omer loman tameyas mikdashi. By avodah zara it says, I'm tamei my mikdash. How you metame the Beis HaMikdash by doing Avodah Zarah? So, Mikdashi, if you look at Rashi in Vayikra, in Chav Gimel, in Parachaf, Rashi says, Mikdashi means Knesset Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is Hashem's Mikdash. That's on the pasuk. On that pasuk, Rashi says, Mikdashi means Knesset Yisrael. Tosfos here is a little different shot. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Kedushas Shmi. Mikdashi means my sanctified name. Kedushas Shmi. But either way, by Avodah Zarah, you have the lesson of Tumah. Begili Arayis Huomer, Ushmartem is Mishmarti, Levilti, Asos Mechukosa Toevos, Velosetamu Bahem. So you see the lesson of Tumah by Avodah Zarah, by Gili Arayis. Beshvichas Damim Hu, Omer, Velosetami Asaretz. Don't impurify my land. So by the big three Averis, you see a lesson of Tumah. So maybe on Yom Kippur, I can murder and commit adultery and do all these Avodah Zarah, and I'll get Kapara. I'll get Kapara from the Seer on Yom Kippur. How do I know? How do I know it's not talking about this? Yochal Agimel Tumum Salolo Yesir Mechaper. Maybe it should be Mechaper for these Averis. Answers the Gemara. No. Tamalomar Mi Tumos B'nei Yisrael V'lo Kol Tumos. Some from the Tumos. You're right. These are also called Tame, but only some of them are going to be included in the Kapara and not all. Ma Masinu Shechalak Akasev Michal Kol Tumos. So which Tumos have different halachas than other Averis? Havi Omer Tumos Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Afkan, where do we see they have different halachas? We'll see the Beis Hashem in the future. Afkan Tumos Mikdash V'Kadashav Div Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, no, it must be these Tumos, right? Not the big three. We'll get back to the big three, but let's continue first. Reb Shimon Omer Mimkomu Mechra. No, you don't have to bring it from a different context. Oh, it's different elsewhere, so it's different here. Harehu Omer V'chiper Al HaKodesh Mitumos. It says you get kapara on the Kodesh from Tumah. So it's got to be some Tumah that's related to Kodesh. Mitumos Shel Kodesh. Right, Mitumos Shel Kodesh. That's how you know that anytime you knew about it beforehand, and you never knew about it afterwards, and you went into the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it's talking about. We're in the middle of the Braisa, but let's stop there for a minute to talk about the 3 points, I think, on this issue of the three Averis. The Avodah Zarah pasuk that was quoted, L'mantami es Mikdashi, if you look that up, that's talking about the Isra of Molech, giving my kids to an Avodah Zarah. That's Molech. There is an Machlokas Rishonim. When somebody gives their kids to Molech, are they killing their kids? Do they just pass their kids through fire and they get their kids home at night and tuck them in? Or do they kill their kids through fire? It's machlokas. Not 100% clear in the Gemara. Not 100% clear. The Gemara sounds like they're not killed. Because the Gemara says if you pass yourself through fire, you're not chayav for molech, but what do you mean? You'd be dead. Right? So there's different rayas either way. But there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether it's, whether you kill your kids or not. If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Here's my Rambam here. Avodah Zarah Vav Gimel. The Rambam says, "Lo shehu sarfo lamolech kederach shasarfim b'dayim uvenosayim Avodah Zarah acheres." No, not like those people who do child sacrifices. Ela b'havara bilvad hoisa avodah zeh. Just pass them through. The Rambam says you don't kill them. Rashi and the Ramban on Chumash sound like you do kill them. Do kill them. But the Ramban discusses it there by molech. But here, the pasuk by Molech is a separate, that's quoted by Avodah Zarah. And Shvichas Damim is a different pasuk quoted. So there's just a little smach, maybe a little hint that to the Rambam, that the kids aren't killed, they're all, that would be Shvichas Damim also. It wouldn't just be Avodah Zarah. That's one pasuk, just one ha'ara, related to that machlokas. We mentioned the Maharal in the past. What's unique about these three Averis? Dafka, the big three. Right, what about Shabbos? What about other Averis? The beautiful Maharal, beginning of Pirkei Avos, I mentioned it in the Parsha Shir a couple months ago, and that is, these three Averis, says the Maharal, are keneged and the opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. He says it on the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah. How? How is it opposite? Well, just say the Maharal says, and therefore you have to give your life for these three. Because if you don't give your life for these three, if you violate, then you're undermining the pillar of the world. So why commit it? You're undermining the world. That's why you have to give your life. Because you don't want to undermine the world. How are they opposite? So the Maharal says, two out of three are pretty straightforward. Right? Avodah and Avodah Zarah is the opposite. Gemilas Chasadim and Shvichas Damim. You don't get lower than that. What about the other two? Torah and Gili Arayis. So the Maharal explains, Torah is the most unbelievable, sublime, spiritual activity that we can be involved in our lives. Gili Arayis is the most mundane, animalistic, lowly activity that we can be involved with in our life. That's where they're opposites. And that's why you have to give your life, because these are the three pillars. Okay. Good. What else are we doing here? Just one other ha'ara, and then we'll finish up for the day. Tosfos asks, In the Tosfos Yesh, Tosfos says there are many other Averis that have Tumah related to them. But then Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos, the fifth line, V'yim Tomar, Eich Yechaper Al-Kulon. How can you suggest that this one Seir will be Mechaper on so many different Averis? Right, it's Mechaper for one Avera. How can the Gemara suggest the big three? L'chor, it's one Avera that's being referred to. Tumah's Mikdash for Kadashav. So just the Tosfos doesn't have it. The Tosfos Arash has a very interesting line in terms of Lamdas. Tosfos Arash says, you know why I would have thought? V'chi teima kechada kapara chashivi shebechol haTorah kulo yavar v'al yeharik chutz me'elu ashalosh. Maybe the big three really is one unit. It's three Averas, but really it's one unit. So you'd have thought it's one Avera. Interesting. That's why it's one Avera. Just like some of the Avera. The big three are one Avera, even though the three Averas. That's the Hava Mina of the Tozarash. And he says, don't think that. Either way, let's go back to the Brisa and let's finish up. So instead, we're in the middle of the Brisa. So we included. So what's the Seir and Yom Kippur Mechaper for? If I knew about the Tumah and I never find out otherwise. Right? That's what it's Tameh for. So the Gemara continues where we're up to Yachol. Yachol al kol Tumah shebekodesh he Seir and Mechaper. Maybe the Seir is Mechaper for any Tumah in the Kodesh. Maybe if I never knew about it and I find out later. Maybe even Yediya Betchil and Basof. Tamalomar umipishayam l'chol chatasam. No, the pasuk says it's mechaper for the pshaim l'chol chatasam. Pshaim are mazids. So chataim dumi to pshaim. We compare chatasam the chataim the shogegs to mazids. Ma pshaim she'ena b'nei karban. Just like pshaim that it works for are cases where there's never a carbon shayach. Ma af chataim she'ena b'nei karban. Also chataim that are not b'nei karban. So if one knew about it originally, then it's shach that it will be a carbon if he ever finds out about it again. So that's why the case must be that the seer is mechaper for that if he never knew about it, so it can never turn into a chi of carbon. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Uminayin liyesh ba yediyah betchila v'eniyah ba yediyah basof shesir zetola. How do I know if there's a yediyah betchila and basof that if you get an olivio raid? It's not this carbon. So tamalom alachol chatasam chayvay chatas b'mashma. As I just said before, chol chatasam by the olav yored, it works for any chatas, and this could lead to a chatas because if you knew about it originally, and you might know about it in the future, and then you would have to bring an ola the yored. Just one other point that I'll leave you with: a beautiful Bach. End off with a Bach, and that is one of the psukim quoted here was tumas haaretz below by murder by shvichas damis below satames haaretz. This week's parsha. Matos Masai, right below Satame Es Haaretz, by the murderers, by murderers Beshogig, Ari Miklat, that whole parsha we'll discuss about Hashem this week, Tuesday night, in the parsha shir. Below Satame Es Haaretz, so don't make the land Tame. So there's an interesting machlokas between the Gaonim and the Bach. The Tur quotes the Gaonim in Simin Reish Ches, in Arachayim, in Hilchus Alamichya, that in our Nusach of Alamichya, we say Vinocha Mipirya Vinispa Mituva. We should be zochet to eat from the fruits and the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Says the smag, not the gonad, the smag, the sefer mitzvahs, you should leave out that line. What are we davening for? To eat the physical fruit? That's what we hope for. Well, that's not what we daven for, to eat the gashmias of Eretz Yisrael. How can we say that? The yesh omer v'nocham v'pir v'nesma v'tuva v'ein lo omro she'ein lachmo da'aretz b'shul pir yavetuva elakai mitzvahs atulios ba. So you should like, the Gemara says in Sota, the end of the first parak. So says the Bach, no. No, there's something special, even about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, this Taharas Haaretz. The pasuk here says, Losatami Es Haaretz, says the Bach says here, in Simin Reish Ches, he says, Ki ani Hashem shochem b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'yamar, im titma es haaretz, nimshecha hatuma gam b'peiroseha, hayon kim imena, v'kfar nistalka hashchina mikarav haaretz, asher ani shochem b'socha mamish, b'guf haaretz, nistalka m'bnei hatuma shetimasem, v'nimshecha mizek gam kenochi mistali shchinasi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. He talks about, no, that the physical, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, the fruit of Yonik the Kedusha. Remember, one of the, one of the Rabbanim from Gush who put out a sefer on Shemitah. So last year in his Sfarim, and a couple years ago when we were learning Hilchos Shemitah, he has a story in there that he calls the Maisa B'Tapuach, the story of the apple. What's the story of the apples? He said one time he was in Chutz Laaretz and he went to a store and he was hungry. So he went to buy an apple. So he picks up the apple and he's about to buy it. And he says, Shemitah! No, Kedusha Shemitah. He says, Trumas or Meiser? Trumas! What year is it? No, Trumas or Meiser. Meiser Sheni! Arla! He keeps going through all that. None of the halachas apply. Stam an apple. So he lost his appetite. He just put it down and left. He said, it's just stam an apple! He says, what is this? What is this? Nothing. No kedusha. Nothing to worry. Nothing to think about. So that's Maisa B'Tapuach. That's what we have here. But Tamias Aretz, the Tumas Aretz and the Taras Aretz, is not only reflected in the spirituality, but even in the Kedusha Aretz itself, the fruit itself. The Bach says that's what we have to think about in Alamichya. But Nocham Repiryav Nislam Mituva. We want to be Yonek from the Kedusha through the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Mar, and with Hashem, we will continue.